and fears of a trade war are rattling Wall Street today. The Dow dropped more than 500 points on news that President Trump is targeting Chinese goods coming into the U.S. with about $60 billion in new tariffs. He spoke at the White House today.
Just use the word reciprocal. If they charge us, we charge them the same thing. That's the way it's got to be. That's not the way it is. For many, many years, for many decades, it has not been that way.
The president says he's responding to China's theft of U.S. commercial secrets and its demand that U.S. companies hand over intellectual property in exchange for access to the Chinese market. NPR's Anthony Kuhn joins us from Beijing. And Anthony, China watchers say that China was already responding before this, trying to get across a message that they're reforming. Is there a sense they were? What's the reaction there?
Basically, Robin, they've been saying for a while, China's not looking to pick a fight with the U.S. over trade, but if someone picks a fight with us, we're not going to take it sitting down. They have many ways to retaliate. They're also saying, look, this violates global trade rules. When you have a trade dispute, you take it for arbitration before the World Trade Organization. You don't slap tariffs unilaterally. So I think they've had plenty of time to prepare, and we should see pretty soon what they're going to do in response.
Well, as you know, industry groups in the U.S. have already sent a letter to President Trump warning that the Chinese will then punish the U.S. So what are some of the U.S. industries that might get hurt?
Right. Well, the big ticket items are things like airplanes. China buys a lot from Boeing. They may now go to Airbus instead. Agricultural products are very important, things like soybeans and sorghum and wheat. And it just so happens that a lot of those products come from big agricultural states which have voted Republican. And so that gives China a way to retaliate in a very targeted way where they can hit China trade hawks in their own constituencies if they want to.
Look, there haven't been that many tariffs recently because we have trade deals and we have the WTO, which you mentioned. But in China, are they seeing this as a new trade war?
No, I think they've seen this coming for a long time. They sent a high-level trade envoy to Washington, and he was basically rebuffed. And then we also had the steel and aluminum tariffs, which China has yet to respond to. Again, there, they said they were reforming. They've been cutting their production capacity of those.
Well, this also comes as China, South Korea are, you know, a part of the possible upcoming talks with North Korea. How does this affect that?
It could affect cooperation, but I don't think it's going to be that bad because, first of all, China is really interested in a solution in the North Korean nuclear issue. And second of all, they're sort of out of the hot seat right now because the U.S. has agreed to talk to North Korea. I think the bigger thing to watch out here for is Taiwan. China is extremely angry that President Trump just signed the Taiwan Travel Act and that a high-ranking State Department official went straight to Taipei right after that. So I think if there's anything that scuppers cooperation, Taiwan's going to be it.
So, Anthony Kuhn, with your very educated guess, what do you think's going to happen here? You know, the Trump administration, you know, really throwing down this big gauntlet, hoping to change Chinese practices, you know, a little bit of bluster maybe, but is there a sense that China may change its practices, or is this going to hurt President Xi, who's been moving to consolidate his own power, president for life, if it in fact hurts the Chinese economy? I mean, where do you see it going?
I think the Chinese are not so exercised about this because they feel the threat to them is not so great. Look, the 2008 financial crisis was a much bigger hit to external demand, and they got through it. Sure, they lost jobs, but, you know, this is the direction they want to go in. They want to get out of these, like, low-margin manufacturing things and up into high-tech, high-profit. And this is going to just push them in the direction they want to go anyway. Part of this is something really important. That is that half of China's exports are made in China by foreign companies anyway. So let's take an example. Let's say, like, a hiking boot or a Nike sneaker or something. Although it's assembled in China, China really just gets paid for the labor. It's an American company, and at the end of the day, the thing says made in China. The other way to look at that is that 30 or 40 years ago, that thing might have been made in China by an American firm, and it would have been too expensive for most Chinese consumers to buy. Now, China has a middle class that's bigger than the entire population of the U.S. So even if foreigners are not buying their exports, there's a huge domestic market.
And what is your sense? I mean, is your sense that China is still dispatching hackers to steal commercial secrets and, you know, taking trade secrets from the U.S.?
The main issue here is intellectual property protection. And yes, if you go out on the street in China, you will immediately see things like knockoff Gucci bags and pirated Hollywood movies on DVDs. But this has happened in a lot of other countries, too. When those countries are poor, people don't care if they're real. Once they start getting money, they want the real thing, and quality becomes the overriding issue. Chinese companies have their own intellectual property, and they are the ones now demanding protection from the Chinese government. So the dynamic has really changed, and that's why I think China is not quite so worried about it.
NPR's Anthony Kuhn in Beijing. Anthony, thank you so much.
My pleasure.